Hello, this is my Easter Day diary for April the 9th, 2023. Alleluia! Christ is risen. This is a reading from the book of Jeremiah. At that time, says the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. When Israel sought for rest, the Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be built, O virgin Israel. Again, you shall take your tambourines and go forth in the dance of the merrymakers. Again, you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall enjoy the fruit. For there shall be a day when sentinels will call in the hill country of Ephraim, come, let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. Throughout the season of Lent, we've established that Jeremiah was often seen as the prophet with only bad news to share. And the truth is, to read the book that bears his name is to be confronted time and time again with lots of sadness mingled with despair, and maybe even a twinge of anger. Jeremiah knew that the end of his beloved country was at hand. He knew that the Babylonians would succeed. He was convinced that this eventuality was due to his people's failure to live faithfully according to the covenant that God had made with them. And even as he prepared for the worst, Jeremiah knew that the covenant that God had made with his people was secure, because the God who had made that covenant would not ever, ever break it. Today we hear the prophet speak for God and offer this word from the Lord, I have loved you with an everlasting love. This is not a personal assurance for Jeremiah. It is a statement of fact about God's commitment to the covenant people. Today's reading emphasizes that even as the people are scattered, even as the nation has lost its sovereignty, even as all hope appears to be lost, God has not forsaken God's chosen ones. In fact, for Jeremiah and other prophets of the time, the diaspora into Babylon represented an opportunity. Yes, an opportunity. This will be the moment when God will prove God's faithfulness beyond all doubt. The promises of a reconstituted nation, which we hear in this passage, are as sure and certain as the Ten Commandments. The God who has time and time again delivered the covenant people will continue to do so. Tambourines and merry dancing indeed. For Christians, today is the day of the entire year. Yes, I know Christmas holds a special place for many, and indeed, the incarnation of God in the person of Jesus is foundational to our faith, but I would argue that it is the resurrection which underwrites the incarnation. The truth of the resurrection makes the confession of the incarnation possible. The resurrection seals for us in time and space the reality that God's everlasting love for all of humanity could not, cannot, and will not be hemmed in by death. Christ is alive forevermore, and we are participants in that life, eternal life, through the waters of baptism and through the ongoing presence of God's Holy Spirit in our lives. Thanks be to God. Well, we've made quite a journey together over these past weeks as we've meandered through all of the stories and texts of what we call the Old Testament, haven't we? I pray this Lenten season of 2023 has been one in which you have heard a good word or two from the Lord for your own spiritual life. Thank you for accompanying me along the way. I really appreciate the couple of dozen of you who faithfully listen and make this set of audio diaries a part of your Lenten observance every year. I'm honored by your companionship as we take this Lenten journey, and I'm thankful that you have been with me as we come to the end of another year. You bless me by your presence. If by chance you got to go to worship today, I hope you got to hear a tambourine, or at least some brass. I hope that you got to feel your spirit soar with the good news that death is swallowed up in victory. And even though I know we might not see any literal dancing in the aisles in most mainline churches, I sure hope the hearts of the faithful will dance the dance of the merrymakers. Christ is alive. Let Christians sing. His cross stands empty to the sky. Let streets and homes with praises ring. His love in death will never die. Christ is alive, His Spirit burns through this and every future age till all creation lives and learns His joy, His justice, love, and praise. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us pray. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.